Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be talking about the courage to overcome, and kind of a broadening in a sense of a message I shared yesterday at Deer Run on the courage to overcome sin. And sin is often that stumbling block that keeps us from overcoming other things in life that God has called us to overcome, that God has equipped us to overcome. And so today we're going to look specifically at overcoming death, kind of a heavy topic for a Monday morning. But that's where we're at in the process. The overall verse for the week is Revelation 2:7, and we'll actually be looking throughout the week at these various messages that God gives to the churches in Revelation. And each one will have some message of overcoming. And Revelation 2:7 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." Today's specific topic on overcoming death comes from Revelation 2:11, just down a few verses. "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death." I think the connection between those two verses is pretty solid. Overcoming and having the privilege, the opportunity to eat from the tree of life. A tree that was present in the Garden of Eden that God protected after driving Adam and Eve out because of sin, so that they would not eat of it and gain life that would be forever separated from Him. Sin needed to be dealt with. And when Jesus says that those who overcome will not be hurt by the second death, I hear that, I read that, and I think of Scripture that says that it's appointed once for a man to die, and after that comes judgment. We experience a physical death here on this earth when our body and mind and the parts of who we are quit functioning. And while there's great sadness and grieving that takes place, because this physical presence is what we experience day in and day out, and when it ceases, our interaction with one another ends, at least in the way we know it. But there's a death more permanent than the death of this physical body, and that's a spiritual death. That's the death that comes to those who in this life outside of Jesus Christ. That second death that this verse in Revelation talked about. And it's by overcoming, it's by remaining faithful. And when God uses this word overcome throughout these messages in Revelation, it's about remaining faithful to Him. It's about enduring. It's about staying the course. And He says, those who stay the course, those who remain in Him, those who don't give up when the troubles of this life seem overwhelming, will not be hurt by that second death. Sometimes we experience life in such a way that we become uncertain. I was reminded this past weekend, a friend had shared a post that had originally been made a number of years ago, but about a journey through this cave. And the cave was probably a pretty generous word for what this is. It's kind of an underground path that you go in one end and you work your way through a hillside underground and come out the other. It's natural, carved through rock by the process of water running through it over time. And it gets pretty narrow at spots. And I remember my trip through it quite some time ago, and the individual that reminded me of that had talked about coming out kind of scraped up and a little apprehensive about whether they were even going to fit through it. And I remember in the midst of that and not really knowing if I was in the midst of it or if I was nearly through or if I had just begun. Having a conversation with myself about whether it would be wise to turn around and go back. And before I got stuck. Or whether to press on. And trying to figure out in my mind whether it was possible that I was more than halfway through, whether it would be quicker to keep going or whether it would be quicker to go back. And the truth is, I had no way of knowing. And so I pressed on. And I thought about that because that's kind of the nature of this overcoming. God's desire is that we would press on toward that high calling that we have in Christ, that we would press on toward the mark, toward the goal, that we would not be those who give up, who shrink back. And as we live life, we're not really sure. Oh, we make our guesses and we make our estimations and we may believe a certain way of to how much life we have left according to compared to how much we've already lived, but we don't really know that. And when God calls us to be those who overcome, He calls us to be those who press on in faithfulness, who continue to trust Him, that continues to follow His path. It says when we do that, when we overcome the fears that we have, when we overcome the apprehension that we have, when we overcome the temptations, then what awaits for us is that tree of life. Overcoming that second death. We arrive victorious. At the very end of that cave was probably the toughest part at the time, was a very narrow opening to get out. Now the good news is you could see the light. You could see that you were almost there. And knowing that the end was in sight, knowing that that one last effort, that one last bit of pain of squeezing yourself through an opening that was much too small would result in completion. And when we overcome in Christ, when we remain faithful, many times the end of this journey looks painful. It looks difficult. We're not even sure that we can handle it. But we open God's Word and we get a glimpse of what is just through that opening. And we realize that we can overcome. We can avoid that second death. We can step from this life into life itself. A fullness of life that we've not yet experienced. It's why God tells us that we can mourn for those that we lose on this earth, but not as those with no hope. We grieve differently because we know that those in Christ, those who have overcome, may have left this life, but they have overcome the second death. That even though they die, yet they live. And the life they live now is beyond comparison when it comes to this life. And so today, as we consider what it looks like to be those who overcome, I suspect there are some that are listening that are discouraged, that are wondering if it's worth it, if you should keep going, if it would be easier or better or wiser to turn back. And I believe the answer God wants you to hear today is no, it's not. Press on. Keep going. The reward is worth it. The ability to overcome is not something that you have to have on your own. It's something that you can have in Christ. He can equip and empower you to do what you can't do on your own. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. And so we press on. We keep our eyes fixed on that goal of eternal life, of that goal of bypassing that second death. And we live life faithful to Jesus. And it's that faithfulness to Jesus that enables us to overcome. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so great that you've given us all that we need to overcome in such a way that we escape that second death. That it has no hold on us. That the eternal death that separates people from you for eternity is not ours to taste. But what we receive by overcoming, what we receive by remaining faithful to Jesus, what we receive by being covered by His blood is the fruit of that tree of life. And so God, today I pray specifically for those times in our life when we're discouraged, when we want to give up, when we begin to think and believe that we can't finish, that we ought to turn back, that continuing on is not going to work for us. Father, I pray that You would surround us in those times and days and moments, weeks and months, with people to encourage and remind us, not just of the faithfulness You call us to, but remind us of Your faithfulness. God, as we live life, may we be those who overcome all adversity. Not because we're so strong, not because we're so wise, not because we're so good, but because we belong to you. Because our faith is in Jesus. Because we trust you implicitly for everything. And when you call us forward, we continue to move. Whether the path seems clear or not, we take one step at a time. And we walk in your ways. So God, today as we struggle through life, may we help one another overcome. May we be the reminders of what's to come, and especially to those around us who feel like giving up. May we be their cheerleaders, their support team, their encouragers. Father, it's my prayer today that every one of us would live a life that overcomes, that is not harmed by that second death. And Father, for those that are outside of Jesus, may we live with that faith and with that faithfulness in such a way that we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him, so that they too could overcome and not be harmed by that second death. And as we lift up Jesus, may he draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.